Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
One second, Steve-O. Let's just make your point. Because you feel, because you see what? Let me teach you about life, yeah?
One thing
that goes against a point doesn't mean that point's wrong.
Life. Come on.
Do you understand? That's life.
What?
You can say a point and one thing goes against it. It doesn't mean that.
You're saying there's
right.
exceptions.
You know what I'm saying? Doesn't mean that. Don't mean that little thing's right.
Two
he still could be right, bro.
Two it's things can happened. Be true. That's
you
it.
Understand?
Hang on. No. It's not a got you moment.
It is. You try to get me.
No, I agree. Brother, this is what happens when you have a table of people that we can have a debate, right? So I agree. Even a broken clock is right once.
Twice.
Hey,
don't use my name.
Even a broken clock is right once. Like Steve-O.
A broken clock is right.
You nailed
what?
It. You nailed it. You see painting, yeah? I swear down, it's way more technical.
You can get it wrong.
Yeah, it is. I'm going to do that and then do
I
that.
I bought the spraying thing. You know the
you spray painting your wall?
Yeah, what, like that one?
No, the mad thing. It's crazy. It's cold. It's not that. It's a mad, like...
Yeah, the big spray gun.
Wear the back.
Bam, bam, bam.
The and paint's on your... Bro, move to the wall.
Ah, I hear
move
it.
To the wall. If you get that, that's
I got it wrong. I got it wrong, though.
Oh, you got it wrong?
I got it wrong.
You can do it wrong, bro.
How? You get too close.
Yeah, you get it too close.
Yeah, it has to be fine. Yeah.
Do you know Billy's not allowed in Ireland?
I heard.
Bro, everyone thinks I'm there right now. I put my story that I'm there still.
You better check into G17.
Nah, but I'm going still.
Is it?
Hold
you
on,
gotta
but,
be careful,
but you're
though.
From Ireland. Do they know that?
Of course they know that.
So why did he say you have to check in the country that you're from?
Because you left.
Bro, I ain't got to check in with nobody, bro. I'm going there.
I heard the conversation, bro. If you don't check in, it's going to get peaked for you. If you don't check in, it's going to get peak for you. The check-in procedures is cold.
Oh, easy, though, because Island Peak is his peak.
Yeah. Obviously, I know, bro.
So, Billy, give me an Irish accent.
Bro, I can't do it on command, bro.
You're Irish? What do you mean you can't do an Irish accent?
No, on command. I'm saying the way he said go, like, it feels like, come on now, bro. At least say please.
So,
so what accent is this that we get?
Manny.
Oldham.
Manny Oldish. Irish. Nah, Oldham.
It's just black. It's black, bro. It's black, innit?
So before the episode ends, can you just at any point?
Yeah, 100. I'll say it once in an Irish accent.
I can't wait. 100%. Wait, is that the door?
So, get the door for you.
Get the door with your lad.
Get the door. Don't, man. We ain't gonna be allowed in Ireland, man. I got business over there.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
What happened?
Quick things.
Oh, nah, man. Just start with Margs, man. winner first, innit?
Winner flow. Go.
Yeah, I want to talk about yesterday's events.
No, it is, dog. I just want to...
I'll start, actually.
Bruh. I'll start.
Are you going to start with love or hate? Are you Arteta in or Arteta out?
No, I'm lippy. That just means, yeah, I know it's bad, innit? But I don't think it's, I guess I'm Arteta in really, innit? Because I don't think you could, this ain't sackable things.
No man. Way, no way.
Come on, man. You lot are all in worse positions than us, and you're happy. No, that's rightly so, innit? You won the game. But if you lot's managers ain't getting sacked, why is my manager getting sacked?
Because I just got it. Yeah, I know winning don't cover up everything, yeah? But we've been in a worse position than you for a little while. In that time, I've had Europa League
FA
Cup trophy party.
That doesn't matter,
I've had an FA Cup trophy
matter,
party.
Bro.
I've had a couple of league
Do you know what we're trying
parties.
To do, bro?
What are you trying to do? Just be second your whole life?
No, we're trying to win the league, bro.
So why aren't you trying?
Bro. What do you mean, why aren't we trying? What are you talking about?
Finishing second is trying.
You should have been in prime position to capitalise. Remember, this season's been a
show. This was your chance.
This is your chance. You have been arguably the best team in the league. That's what you have say for the past how long?
Don't let them pin you. Don't let them pin you.
Brother, it's as simple as this, yeah? Where are you sat in the league?
13
percent. And you're happy, bro.
We're not happy. What makes you think we're happy?
Yo, look at you. You're gloating, bro.
Happy about yesterday, bro. Yesterday wasn't Premier League, bro.
We're happy that we won.
But at the same time, life is Premier League.
You just don't have any excuses because obviously your process has been going on 5 years now. This is Slot's first season. Came from
the
Dutch
league. Don't use Slot.
I can use Slot because Liverpool are in front of them, so I can use
Slot. Cool, so this is Amorim's first season.
He's only been there for like 1-2 months though.
But I remember you lot saying about that about the bar lid. It's gonna be the same thing, fam.
Do you think we played well?
Yeah, I think you done well, man. Good game plan. Because I'm not into the whole we had 60 something possessions, so we battered you. And when I asked to highlight, you lot had 10 men for an hour.
That's 70 minutes.
Yeah, because of the extra time. So we can't.
Watching the last episode, you said something, and I just want to hear something. You said United, they got their team up for it, but they're going to, I can't think of the word you used, but basically they're going to tie themselves out, and they're not going to be able to do it the next game. Mm. Well, the next game was Arsenal. They played 120 minutes. They done it the next game. What do you have to say?
I was going to say, the next game.
With 10 men as well.
Don't let him pin you. Don't let him pin you.
Pin me? I don't give a shit. I'll support Arsenal or Man U. I don't give a shit. I'm saying he rotated players like Ahmad got rested. Hoyland still they were playing with 10 men with 11 men on the pitch. I think Hoyland was running.
So then we'll play with 9 men with 10 men on the pitch.
Yeah, 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 absolutely. Got you. Playing with 9 men with 10. That's
what
I felt.
What I'm saying is the next game was a tough game against Arsenal.
Away as well.
Away to Arsenal in the FA Cup.
It weren't pressure tough. You know what it was?
It wasn't pressure. They was controlling the game.
I know what it means. There wasn't pressure on us to win the game.
It's not the same as when it was like Liverpool. We tried to camp. There was loads of shots. Your keeper had to work. Like your keeper came into the game in the second half. Like he had a whole half of done absolutely nothing. They were talking about his kicking.
This episode of Filthy is sponsored by NordVPN. Isn't it, Steve-O?
Yes, it is.
NordVPN.
And everyone knows that we use that on our holidays to watch Filthy football. Lumos watches it
boxing.
With like EastEnders. Oh yeah, Dan boxing.
You can't ignore VPN, man.
It
can't be ignored because with NordVPN, you can change your virtual location and access your apps wherever you are.
And your private
data is safe.
Did you know as well, because of your geolocation, you can actually make things cheaper for yourself.
Yeah, like flights.
Like flights. Yeah.
To get the best discount off your NordVPN plan, go to nordvpn.com/filthyfellas. Our link gets you 4 extra months off the 2-year plan.
4 months.
No risk with NordVPN's 30-day money-back guarantee. Guys, you think on like 3-2-1 we could do NordVPN?
On 3-2-1 or on 3-2-1-0?
Yeah. 3-2. Wait, 1 minute.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't look at me like that though. Wow. Yeah? 3-2-1 NordVPN, yeah? 3, 2, 1.
NordVPN.
We didn't say it right. We've got to say how you say it.
NordVPN.
Yes.
NordVPN. All right, cool.
3, 2, 1.
NordVPN.
Come on, can't be ignored.
Easy. That is cold.
Maybe you do it at your tone and I'm going to come on and...
Oh, we done, man. Let's go.
We're
done, man.
NordVPN. Cybersecurity built for every day.
After we scored, you had a spell for about 15 minutes.
You're talking about our game, man.
No, because you're talking about it's not pressure like Liverpool. Arsenal were way more dominant.
Bro, they had no... The goalie had no shots until the red card. These are facts. So having the lever, it's not... You don't feel... It's like, okay, bro, you need to shoot to score. You need to shoot to score. And to score to win.
Oh, they're pinning you.
You drew as well, you know.
What's wrong with Odegaard, Dan?
What?
I just think he's not... You know what he needs? Perfect conditions. He's a sunny weather.
Nah, that's cat, man.
He played well yesterday under the independent.
I'll tell you what he can't
be
do.
Real.
See, here's the thing. And I don't like either of these types of players.
Bad take.
Odegaard is cold. Bruno is also cold.
No, he ain't.
Bruno is the type of player that will stink up the place 90 minutes and then he'll bang the winner.
He done against you, man. He bossed your midfield.
Odegaard can't do that. Odegaard's never going to put...
Your fingers are so small. Man said,
That's Saka's. Get me. If you need something, you don't get it from Odegaard.
I just think this is a bit. When did we play United? When did we beat you lot? It was recent as well, man.
Early December.
You get me? So it was like,
December.
See, there you go.
I'm here, by the way, just to, because I've got the last episode fresh in my mind. I watched the first half of it when it came out, and I watched the rest of it last night for some reason, right? And there was another point that got made. And me and Marg said that if Bruno would have got that chance.
I said that as well.
What chance?
He would have scored it.
I don't know. You said no. I think you said no one would have scored it on that team.
No, I said Bruno would have scored it.
Let me finish the sentence. Hang on. Let me finish.
I thought you just said he's meaty.
Which one? The Maguire one?
The Maguire chance. And it come across the same way. It bobbled up. Ahmad's pass wasn't great. That's how you should have finished it. But Maguire was never, ever going to be able to do that.
Did anyone tweet you and say you were right? Because they tweeted me and said I was right.
I'm right saying, boys. Who was it that said it though?
I'll be honest, yeah. I think Bruno, maybe Trossard a couple years ago, the only players on the pitch that's rapping it like that.
Trossard.
Straight away.
Trossard.
Yeah, Trossard can lick a ball, man.
Forwards should be able to do that though.
All right, so let's fast forward, boys, because at the time of recording, Arsenal are about to play Spurs.
Yeah.
Hey, Marquinhos, he's going to have to turn up.
He's gone.
Oh.
What?
What?
What's your prediction?
I said before the United match, yeah, that the only way we win is if United don't score, innit? And I was right, innit? And I'm not going to lie. That's
true. I meant that the Scooby moment.
Because goals win games.
The only way you win is if United don't score.
No, but we could have won 2-1. You get me, bro? But I'm saying if United score a goal, yeah, we're not going to win the game because we're not scoring more than once. The sickest thing is I didn't even know it was extra time.
Yeah.
And it was finished, I said, why are these men looking like that? We got to go Old Trafford. I'm seeing man still on the pitch. I said, rah.
So today you don't think your team's meaty because I was in the spaces listening to you talk for enough long.
What was I saying?
You had a field day. This man.
What did you hear in the spaces?
Hey, Marks, why weren't you answering the calls to me? I was ringing you to tell you, get out of their business, bro. In the spaces.
I wish I was in there, bro.
Boy, I heard a lot. They were saying that, boy, basically they're meaty, the team's mash.
Odegaard. What's the Odegaard one?
They said Odegaard's not top three, let alone top five players.
Oh my God, you didn't say that.
Say that. Bro, I'm not trying to take the piss. You see most of the youths in there. Bro, you think I know these... Brother, let me tell man something. You see me, yeah? You see, this is the way I see it, innit? The way most people see football, yeah? It's like they're watching Dragon Ball Z, bro. They're seeing humans do things that they don't do no more. These men ain't kicked ball since school. So all these, it's just mad, bro. I kicked leather the other day, rude boy. I still sweat and mud on my boots. So it's just all these fat youths that just chat shit from their yard. I can't, it's a madness, bro. The gods this way, bro. What, you don't even own shin pads.
So are you going to beat Spurs?
I don't know. I think we beat them. I think we only beat them 1-0.
Has everyone got shin pads here?
I got some.
Two pads and a boot.
Has everyone got a pair of shin pads?
Yeah, I got shin pads.
You got shin pads?
So, according to Lippy, you can't chat football, you know?
Nah, it's not, but he's not saying a madness. You're not saying
he
that.
He does say a madness.
Yeah, but he... No.
He does say
nah, but I you're not madness. Out here calling good players bad.
He has.
They said he shouldn't be captain.
All right, but Steve-O, you watched the game, right? We all watched the game, yeah?
Pen was bad,
did you see, first half, just as it was ending, there was like 30 seconds left. Dude wanted to come off the pitch, bro.
He was injured.
Nah, he's mashed, he's mashed.
You see me.
But he came back out. No, he came back out.
Look at the clock, there's 30 seconds left.
Make it,
bro. You see me, I was like, nah, I'm not on that.
That's unfair, because it was from an injury. He just came back from the ankle and all that. And
he came out the second half, but you know that.
Exactly, so that's why you should give him credit.
You can see, there are telltale signs though. Listen, Odegaard is that type of player. He's a perfect player. He's beautiful, beautiful to watch. But he's not a gunman. Like, that's not his thing.
Can he get that?
No. He's not. He's from Norway or something. Where's he from?
Get what?
The gunman thing. Where's he
bro,
from?
Bro, he's got... Where's he from? You know what he's got to do? He's got to get out the gun
range.
Yeah,
but I'm saying not everyone... Remember...
But the Norwegians ain't Vikings.
Bro, you see... Where is he? Norwegian?
Yeah.
Not everyone there... Remember, only the top guys go to Valhalla. You don't just go there.
It's true.
You know what I'm saying? You got to die in war.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to die. It's got to be in battle.
He's got to leave the gun range, bro, because he's Norwegian. He's got to go throwing axes.
Listen, you've seen how they die. The ship goes off the ocean. And they travel into the afterlife. Yep. He won't get that.
You have to have a sword in your hand. But listen, boys. So what we're saying
here. Harlan gets that.
Not this season.
Yeah, you will.
But his dad, remember, Roy Keane did his dad. So I think even.
So boys, what's the verdict on Odegaard right now? So
I rate him.
Top player, but he needs top players around him.
Yeah, he does.
Bruno don't need no one, you know.
What?
Bruno will slap it.
That's facts.
Bruno's a maverick.
Bruno will have under 11s round him and he'll just slap it top bins.
So let me ask you this then. So from that little thing I've just learnt there, are we saying we've got another De Bruyne? Because remember De Bruyne, he's
clutch.
That's a compliment.
I'll tell you that.
No way. De Bruyne pulls up.
He says Bruno don't turn up.
Don't. When?
Take your Liverpool hat off.
I think Bruno's more in that De Bruyne world, innit? Where they just wait and finish moves. Innit?
Cerebral.
Odegaard's a ticker. Like, he gets the ball, he moves it to the Odegaard. I mean, to the De Bruyne.
Shall we be honest? De Bruyne's a mixture of them both. He's both. He's a baller, but he's effective.
All right, back to you being. I went in the spaces for a bit, yeah? I heard them saying Xerxes made William Saliba look like Mason Holgate. Hey, you Arsenal fans are ruthless.
That
bro.
Double chop was crazy though. The nuts.
It was ricocheted slightly though. It wasn't
slightly. It was ricocheted from the start to the end.
There's a chaos baller. When Suarez ricochets,
It was Suarez-esque. I'll give you that. It was Suarez-esque.
He made Saliba drop, then he made Jorginho drop over Saliba.
Then he scored the final pen.
Yeah, he did. He won it. He won it for us. He won it for us as well, still.
That gun's meaty.
Meaty, innit? I hate when man do that, bro. It's tired, bro.
Bro, Billy,
that
shut up.
That celebration, bro. That gun celebration.
Why?
That's a meaty celebration.
Go on, go on, Mars. Tell Billy what you think of him.
Innit? Because you were saying that you got a problem with the way I tweet about United. So talk about it.
Always go quiet.
So talk about it, bro.
Bro, I'm just looking at Finn, your tashes, and just thinking, get out of my face, man.
You could be my dad, bro.
I know
what
that was. That was like, we got to keep it in WhatsApp group. Yeah, that was it. You're breaking protocol.
That's true. We got to stick together.
You're breaking protocol.
We got to stick together, G.
It's time for us to be surgeons here today.
One second, we're going to talk about Havertz.
You want to talk about Havertz?
We have to talk about Havertz.
Brother, this was a big game.
Cuss out his missus, blood.
This was a big game. They DM'ing his missus. Yeah.
Who DM'd his missus?
Arsenal. Lippy's lot.
I'm going to be totally honest. So, cool. Arsenal have had enough of Havertz. Yeah? He's had a bad little patch here, yeah? He can't buy a goal right now.
Who?
Havertz.
Oh.
But we knew this was going to... Bro, he's not a striker. And not even he's not a striker, he's won Champions League. He's achieved everything there is to achieve now.
He ain't won Prem.
Don't matter about Prem. He's won Champions League.
Okay.
That's it.
All right. Remember that with the Gerrards.
It's like if you could get baptised without going to church.
Are your two strikers your highest paid players?
Yes.
Yeah, that's a mental case. That's mental.
So what's that? What are we talking about Havertz then? Are we going to talk about Havertz or...
Well, Marks wanted to talk about Havertz, then now he's... Body popping over there.
Can we just move on, man?
Billy's affected him.
We just move on, man. He's getting enough stick as it is. He probably scored the winner.
Is he
not?
Because I think personally,
you are having a bad day.
Sorry, man. The money's calling.
He's trying to smile.
All right, Arsenal fans.
Just me. Wow.
Ah, oh, the poet is a snake.
Yeah, Loons is here.
Can I just say something about Arsenal as a stadium? Yeah? I've not been to the Emirates before. I went when they lost to Newcastle the other day, yeah? They got enough jerk stuff around there, you know?
Yeah.
Like, too much for them to win a Prem. I'm being deadly serious.
This is a jerk. There's two jerk shops right by the stadium.
They were selling hot dogs in there. I swear down they had jerk sauce in there. Bro. So I was like, hold on. You lots can't win the Prem like this.
In the stadium?
Was it like that in the stadium? In and outside. Inside. I swear my life on the you see where we're
in's
in the box,
a problem.
Yeah? It had jerk sauce on the thing, but it was only had like chips and like stuff that you don't have jerk sauce
brother,
with.
I've been doing a little tour recently and trying food, innit? At different clubs. Arsenal has the best food, man.
They do have good food, yeah, it was amazing. The hospitality anyway. The hospitality is good.
It's London, isn't it?
But hang on, Havertz, man. You look.
Brother, land him up.
What do you mean land?
Who's going to land?
You said, can I say it?
No, Margs. No, Margs wants to talk about
Havertz. You just started talking about food.
It's Margs, bro. You got to let Margs talk about
Everyone stop. Everyone stop.
He talked about food and then said, but hold on, Havertz.
He brought Havertz up.
Everyone stop. Who wants to say something about Havertz?
Me.
Go on.
All right, so I've obviously watched Filthy. I can't remember who, what, where, and how. But on this show, he got compared to what Roberto Firmino was doing with Liverpool. Yeah, it was all that type of vibe. I can't see it.
At all. It's a bad signing now. It's a bad signing.
I think we got to be real.
Yeah.
It always was.
Thank you.
It's just we hit a level in the last 2 years, yeah, where we was good, didn't it? Where we could have a man that's not that great and we'll get through.
What about when he was scoring?
No, but that's what I'm saying. Goals. I just
scored three in a row, three games in a row.
I think he provided something, yeah? And the sickest thing is he still does, as bad as he is, he can do something that the rest of our attackers can't do, innit? And that's be 6'4". You get me, bro? And that's all it is now.
But he bought, his height.
He bought him.
Be 6'4".
Wait, yeah. So wait, he spent 100 million on Rice. Then he bought 60 million in Havertz to play midfield. He came out and said he's going to play in midfield. He was trying in midfield. That weren't working. You get what I'm trying to say? Then he pushed him up into the nine.
You get what I'm trying to say?
Nah, he's pushed him up into the nine. Spent another 30 million on Newcastle reject.
Marino.
Spent 50 million on Jesus.
50 million on Jesus after he weren't good enough for City, but he was going to come in there. So that he spent like 250 million on nonsense. Okay, no, 100 million is not nonsense because Rice,
I agree. Rice. That Rice is not bad business, but that 150 million.
I think everyone's big business, apart from City and maybe you lot, in the last 3-4 years, it's been bad.
Do you know why? Arsenal keep buying people's players that are out of favor.
Yeah.
If you're looking to work here. If you're looking to do that, you gotta get their best players.
Tell you what the issue is, yeah.
They want Rashford.
Right, I tell you the issue, but this Chelsea is the issue, innit? It's not. Yeah, the fact that they're out of favor is an issue, innit? But it's the fact that it's like Wenger used to do it. Innit?
He can save you.
It's not even he can save you. It's like he'll see something that no one has seen or confirmed in a player. Like that Julian Draxler. Wenger was like, yeah, you could be up front. And be like Van Persie. My man just said, but I'm never going Arsenal, then.
Boys, one second. Last thing I want to say, because he had a stinker with the loans. Because he's talking about Rashford. They're not going to get Rashford because they're not going to spend the money. Yeah?
Facts.
But you know, you're only allowed two loans from the Premier League, innit? They got Sterling.
And Neto.
Which stunk. And Neto. Neto's cup tied in the League Cup, yeah? So he weren't playing. He weren't playing in the League Cup, yeah? And he ain't played him in the FA Cup. So Donny's not going to play.
He's not going to play, bro.
Donny's just not going to play. That loan, you didn't need Neto. That stunk. You could have got Rashford now. You could have done anything.
But Rashford ain't going to go Arsenal, though.
He would go Arsenal. Are you crazy? Do you think he's going to go somewhere as good as Arsenal?
He would.
If we're by far the best option. By far, bro.
Who?
For
who?
Rashford.
Barca.
Oh, my God. This is perfect. Listen, we need to be surgeons today. I'm going to list players. We're going to identify the problem and diagnose it and send them where they need to be.
Oh, I like that.
And Rashford is the first one. First of all, his problem is Amorim. Amorim don't like him.
It's not his problem.
His problem is Manchester's too lit. Exactly.
It's Manchester.
His problem is Manchester's too lit.
But he's from there. He's supposed to be able to get reserved. London's lit. He don't go out every day.
He ain't going to be the plug in like he's the king
he's
of the north.
He's got the keys. He got the keys
like
to the
he
city.
He runs Manchester.
Steve, you love Rashford. Are you all right?
Yeah. What's happening?
What?
What?
You caught me rubbing my eyes. Steve, you love Rashford. Can you diagnose an issue there? Diagnose the issue?
Man laughed.
Why'd you laugh?
Why'd you giggle like that?
Should we start again?
Switch the play.
All right, we're back in the corner.
All right. Yeah?
So, Steve, can you diagnose the issue with Rashford?
He feels like he's been abused by a fan base.
Yeah.
So, like, everything he's done there.
Mars, tell me if I'm wrong.
He does feel like he's being scapegoated.
Yeah, he
probably feels betrayed. He feels betrayed. He feels betrayed by United fans.
All right. Betrayed. And where would you send him then? The place you send him helps him and everyone wins.
I think Arsenal is good for him. But I'd like to play him up top. But after I see Mourinho's comments about him, about not being, he's never going to be a striker. I kind of believe Mourinho.
Can I ask you then? Because everyone keeps saying sending Arsenal. Do you not see what Arsenal do to players that are not in form? I don't think is that he's not.
What does that mean?
What do you mean? What does that mean?
What do other teams do to players that aren't informed?
Everyone does it, but do you not think Arsenal is the worst?
No.
You lot absolutely. Brother,
oh, you mean fan base?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Oh, right.
Okay. I thought I was thinking. I don't think so.
Your fan base is the worst, though. Definitely the worst fan base.
They got spaces.
I watched about 2 hours of content last night.
Now, Arsenal, the worst fan base, 100%.
Let me just say this, because put it this way, yeah? Because, yeah, on the negative side, we are the worst. But you can overreact on the other side. That's why you lot are the worst. Carl, before a man has kicked a ball for United, he's the craziest, bro.
Brother,
Anthony. I saw a man wanting Anthony. Get this over the line. Then when it's over the line,
it's like what he's done with Pepe. It's the same thing. He's always moving like Pepe was Ronaldinho reincarnated.
We were all sat here last week saying Pepe got an unfair chance. Anthony's Moreno level. It's within a couple games, you see he's not it.
Where should Rashford go?
He should go either AC Milan is the easy hit for me. Yeah?
Serie A, innit?
Because it's a free hit. I think he will go mad there. And Milan, they ain't. Barca's still a bit of a risk because the city is crazy.
Rafinha will move to him.
No, right. Rafinha don't play on that side.
And he does.
No, he doesn't.
Yamal does, bro.
More time anyway.
He plays on the left as well. He plays on the left. The front three is Lewandowski, Yamal, and Rafinha.
Yeah, I thought he played on the right as well.
I reckon Barcelona will be a good shout for him, but it's not guaranteed that he's going to, like say that they've got Champions League big games and stuff like that. I don't think he's cracking that front three.
I do.
I don't think that's what he wants.
I think he is the one. He's a bit more direct. Like he's still got the young black Manchester mentality. Where he might just dart a man. He might lose the ball there.
Loons, do you think they're being a bit generous?
No, I don't think they're being a bit generous. I just think they're just being a bit football managery. Do you know what I mean?
So where would you put him?
Honestly, I think a good mood for him would be Bundesliga, just wherever.
Nah, man. I can hear that.
I say Bundesliga or this is a little one, Atletico Madrid.
That's not a bad one.
But
he's got to work. You don't work hard enough.
I know.
You got to go Marseille. You go Marseille. One on one side, one on the other side.
I'm the same. Let me land. Yeah, Atletico, just because Alvarez could do it there. Like how their team. Plays even to have he play off Griezmann play off him. Everyone works, bring the ball to him, and then it's what you.
They
do.
Don't have luxury players. There.
Yeah, they don't have luxury.
Alvarez
players.
Is doing the luxury thing. He's not overwhelmed.
We got to make a decision because we got other players.
I say
diagnose.
Atletico.
I think it's Arsenal, man. Blatantly,
we have to sign him. No lips. You have to buy him.
Both our players in that position, kind of ain't cutting it right now. You understand? They're not going anywhere, so that's our only two options. Throw him in there. That's a 9 option as well. And I think it'll motivate him, innit? You saw it with Welbeck, innit? Years ago. And I think it made sense, man.
I think Tottenham.
Nah, man. Tottenham don't make sense for him, though. Tottenham don't make sense for him, though.
Son's getting tired.
It's too big of a drop.
From 12th to 14th, bro.
Nah, it don't make sense because like you're not going to achieve anything at Tottenham you can't achieve at United. With Arsenal, you're in the conversation, bro.
Bro, it's not about achieving. It's about playing free. Madders is there. Solanke.
But also, he needs to protect his PR, man. His image. It has to be Barca, bro. It has to be a big, somewhere where there's still a challenge.
All right, cool. Let's go around the table then. Steve-O. Pick a team.
Go?
Yeah.
I think Nottingham Forest.
It's valid.
Billy.
If I was
they're higher than everyone.
It's valid, though.
Billy.
If I was him, I'd go Arsenal. But as a fan, I'd say probably like Barca or something. Just away from the league.
So which team?
Arsenal.
Marks.
So I'm speaking from his perspective. I was him, I got Arsenal, innit?
I think the best look for him would probably be Barca. But I think, especially with the way when you hear them players talking about the culture shock and the difference in training and stuff in Italy, I think him going over there and getting that experience will do good for him.
AC Milan?
Yeah, getting back in the car.
You're going AC,
back focused. I'd go AC.
Sit on the bench.
I'll send him to AC.
Leao, they want to get Leao gone.
I'll send him to AC too. I think he can keep Leao up at night.
Arsenal, man.
You're going Arsenal, yeah?
Yeah, man.
I'm just amazed how many Manchester United try and fight and redo it back. I'm amazed how many Manchester United fans
the city's bigger than
didn't have faith in their star boy. I can't imagine Arsenal doing this to Saka.
All right, Lan.
So, Lippy, I might be with you that they might be more toxic, but I still am going to stand on Tottenham. I'm going to go Tottenham. I think Tottenham was a good move for him. They Dan? Can hide his PR and stuff.
I reckon Barca. It's a sideways move, like profile-wise. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like profile-wise, he's at a big... You see, if you go Tottenham's, even AC's, it's... Even though it's United, it's down.
I still think Barca are weird right now. Like, as well as they're flying, they back an English team in the league, in the Champions League, that ain't Arsenal. And I'm not even going to lie, even us, I reckon we could do something to them, you know?
All right, it's inconclusive.
Anyway, you have to get them, like, if it's an option to buy, I think Barca.
It's inconclusive. It's
I think Arsenal.
No one don't think PSG.
No.
I was thinking that because no one said that.
I was surprised PSG ain't in for him, but they got Barcola on there.
They bid for him last year, though.
You know what it is? Because I see them, they want the Georgian boy, Kvaratskhelia. They're probably going to get him. But I just think if they weren't getting him, I think that's the easiest option in a sense where when players go PSG and don't look that bad, they kind of blame PSG kind of thing.
Arsenal have won, though. But where are we sending Jack Grealish?
Jesus.
Saudi, man.
What's the problem first?
Culture.
The problem is that Pep knocked all that
flair out of him.
The Gaza out of him.
It happened when it happened because he's 30 now, isn't it?
Doku didn't help.
I've got a theory.
Doku came through on smoke. It didn't help.
What's your theory?
On this show, a few years back when he first went, I clearly remember, and I don't know who joined in with us and said it, but we said that the Jack Grealish you got at Villa, you are never going to get at City.
That's normal.
Hang about. Let me finish. No, it's not normal because we sat on this
table.
We sat on this table.
Stay on track.
We sat on this table.
Because you would think that's what they paid £100 million for.
Right. But because obviously Grealish was allowed to drop off, get the ball off the keeper, be a maverick, you're seeing a different player. Once he got to City, he was never. So the problem I'm trying to say is that you lot, and I'm not saying you lot in particular, but the people expected him to go there and see the same Villa guy.
He had a good second season, though. He had a very good second season.
He was okay.
So are you saying it's too much instructions for him then?
I'm saying, like, it was never going to work. You lot thought it was going to work. I knew it weren't going to work.
All right.
But are you saying... No, not the way we wanted it to work. It hasn't worked, mate.
I hear you, but at the same time, he's won the league
hasn't
every
worked.
Season.
No, because when we said this about Trent, you said about individuals, it doesn't matter
No, but that's when we were picking a team of individuals. When it comes to if... Because remember, for a transfer to go well, has to go well for the player and the club.
Yeah.
When that's all said and done, his career is
it worked.
He'll see because this is where it is. Yeah, this is where it is. Steve. No,
let him go. Let him land.
My thing is, Steve. I'm not going.
And I'm coming back.
100% hear what you're saying, but I just think when it came to Grealish, yeah, that City decision where it's like, boom, I could carry on playing the football how I want to play it, or my career can finish with the things that I think I deserve. And I think he's gone to City and got even more than that. No one thought he was going to win Champions League. So it's like, and he's had moments. He loved it. It's not like... Yeah.
He could have been this FA Cup winning middle player. One FA Cup winner's medal. That's what he could have been.
But I think that kind of could have happened anyway. He was late 20s winger.
Facts.
So it's like he knew if I don't go now,
he's
it's
not a winger
done. Because he went where he went there 27.
He did not go there at 27.
100%.
He's about 27 now, mate. Like
28. He's 30.
No, what?
Forget that. Forget
no,
that.
Nope.
Where do we go? Where do we put him?
Check that, please.
I think there's still teams that would really cherish him in the Prem. He's not someone that needs to go.
Oh, yeah, no, I agree with you.
If I'm being serious, I think Arsenal could do with him more than they do with Rashford.
Yeah, I believe so.
I was thinking that.
I believe that.
I was thinking that.
Still. I believe Arsenal's a good
right,
one.
Let me it. Just...
We can't send everyone. I know how this can go. Well, let's not send everyone to Arsenal.
Arsenal need players.
it would go wrong.
This is what we're identifying, though.
All right, where would you put him?
Jack Grealish. I know I was just saying everyone goes to Arsenal, but this one is the perfect one, I think, for him. I think you send him to Spurs, man. I think
I'm sending everyone to Tottenham.
I just said, I know I said don't send everyone to Arsenal, But I'm sending him to Spurs. Yo, you just send.
Oh, you send him to Spurs, yeah?
Yeah.
Like, nah, I think that's Bell vibes.
Where
that's
would you
just,
take him?
That's just, no, when I say Bell vibes, just a man that's won it all, just chilling.
And Spurs don't have enough possession of the football to accommodate him.
They're a high-pressing team,
boys,
man.
Boys, are we so arguing about it? I look at football different. So, we really think that if Jack Grealish was to leave City now, he walks away like, oh man, I'm fulfilled.
Yes.
Bro, you want to flip and treble, you want four in a row.
Hang about.
I think
there's a half a season.
I think it's a bit of both.
He's not a 10 goals, 10 assists,
you know
man.
It is?
You know? I'm not asking for that.
It's a bit of both.
I'm saying,
it's a bit of both.
Like 38 games from you, though. Be a staple in the team.
For me, do you know I agree with you, yeah? Because you see, when Grealish first got there, it's like he wanted to do Grealish things. It's almost like he remembers, right? Pep is gonna. So we just cut back, crit. You understand? And that's why I think the second season he was all right because he was kind of more of an impact player. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah. So where did you put him?
I don't know. You know? Shall I say a real one?
Where would you
put him? Real one. I'll say Forrest. You know?
You're saying Jack Grealish to Forrest?
100. Because Forrest, I think Forrest are gonna get fifth lowest. Yeah. And I think the reason they won't get the fourth or the third is because they ain't got winners.
I think they win games right now for us off their front three. I wouldn't change that at all. If someone gets injured, cool. That front three works.
Front four even.
That
Gibbs
front
White.
Four works. I think he would mess up their dynamics.
Gibbs
I swear
White's
down.
Here, man.
Muggs.
I'm not going to lie, yeah.
You love him?
I like Grealish. I know Pep's changed him, but we could probably, if we can get some of the old Grealish back.
Ooh, let me ask you something.
Right, let's move like...
No, sorry. United.
Yeah.
Was you going to say that?
Nah, yeah. Man.
Yeah, that works.
Nah, I'm not going to lie. I swear man. I was going to say, look.
I knew it.
Look, we can afford him. The finances are there. We're not uprooting a family. He's still in Manchester. He doesn't have to move. And he can play in one of the two tens positions that Amorim likes. I'd put him at United.
Grealish in that United team yesterday.
It's Joshua Zirkzee.
You lot will win 2-0, I think. You in those kind of games where you got to sit back and you just got to have a one outlet, ball retention all day. But them, I feel like them games are in control and you need to go and I don't know, man.
I think Grealish is better in a team that has control than a team that kind of hits you in a car.
Yeah, yeah.
I think Manchester United makes sense, but also, do you know what I think might make sense? Who might need him? It might be romantic as well. Villa.
Oh yeah,
back home.
Yeah, man. Because if it's what you're saying that I've been to City, I fulfilled. He definitely go Villa because now you're going there.
Sense.
You're playing Champions League, but I don't think it's that. Jack Grealish for me has not fulfilled. And by the way, I love Jack. I think he's the most loveliest geezer ever. But I'm telling you, that ain't it, man. But this might be new football.
On a career level, yeah. Let's just say you go to a job. You wanted to enjoy a job a certain way. You didn't particularly, not that you didn't enjoy it. You might not have been able to be yourself in that position, but you've achieved more than you thought you would.
You'll have fond memories. That'll be it.
What do you mean that'll be it? So you think, hold on, two seconds, before we go. So what do you think will mean, what legacy do you think means more to him, yeah? Villa or City?
Wow. There's nothing to think about, bro.
What do you mean, wow?
Are you joking me? His best ever game, he said the best ever win he's ever had was when they beat Birmingham. Remember, he got
in
punched.
In the championship.
When he got punched.
Bro, he won the quadruple.
Like, what's man talking about? He won like 3-4 in a row.
One romance.
He's done things that no other player
chill
in Premier history
chill
can
out.
Say, bro.
Lippy asked me a question. Yeah?
And you answered.
Like, so
yeah, and you answered.
You know the ones there? Let me answer it.
You answered, bro.
And then, like what you've just said, I haven't answered it. Because you lot cut in again, yeah?
Come on.
You're doing a Steve-O and Ollie Aina.
Ollie Aina. Steve-O, tell us where you should go.
No, but Dan said the romance. So it's like what? So going on by what you lot think,
yeah.
He's just going to go Villa because he's fulfilled and he's now going to have a chilled,
so
right?
So are we sending him
I still think he goes to a Tottenham. Tottenham. Villa is a Tottenham now, right?
No, but it's a different system. Emery will probably want different things from his wingers.
Yes, like, there's that. Yeah,
like Grealish might not fit there. Now.
Tottenham have a lot of possession in their games, yeah, and they are good. That somehow they don't leave with results.
It will definitely be entertaining. But will it work in a 38 game season? I don't know.
All right, we got patience in the waiting room, man. Let's send Grealish somewhere.
Saudi.
I'm sending them back to Villa.
I'm saying United.
Loons.
Tottenham.
Forest.
West Ham.
Saudi.
Jesus Christ.
I'm gonna send him United and let's keep this moving, man.
Villa. Romantic. I'm romantic.
Oh, send him back to Villa, yeah?
I'm not gonna lie, can I say something? Can I just point something out? That is pitiful what you man are doing. Yeah, I'll take, imagine Arsenal, yeah, we need a striker, I'll take Harry Kane, you man are joking.
Shut up,
we need a striker, yeah, I'll take Gabriel Jesus. You man are joking.
Why was it called to take Gabriel Jesus?
In 12th place, wanting your rivals, and they said we're taking a man to... Bear, that's sloppy thirds, bruv.
Leave him.
Sloppy,
bruv, he's a Brummy.
Yeah, leave him, they want Rashford anyway.
That's a City quadruple. He took away you lot's treble thing.
Boys.
You want him? To come and win League Cup for you lot. Joke,
boys,
man.
Boys, we got
jokers.
We got two people in the waiting room, yeah? I'm going to let you lot pick.
All right, go on.
We got Dejan Kulusevski in the waiting room.
Woo.
And we got Anthony Joshua.
What?
Yeah, who do you want to diagnose?
Let's go Anthony Joshua.
Nah, man. I'm not.
No, I'm
interested.
No, because I got...
Bro, no, because I'm saying like... What was that? We can't send him Tottenham.
Boys, wait. Whose career are we saving? Kulusevski or Anthony Joshua?
Man. No, man. Let me go AJ first. He's a bigger player.
I don't want to talk about AJ.
Let me go AJ.
Let him live, man. Let him live.
What do you mean
let him live?
He's my king,
bro.
Because you think I'm going to cuss him.
I don't think Kovinesky's career needs saving.
Yeah, I don't think his career needs saving. That's right.
How could you send all them out to Tottenham and Kovinesky's at Tottenham and saying that his career needs
saving? Come on then. What you got to say about AJ? Wait, what you got to say about AJ?
I seen AJ somewhere and just, he just moved to a man.
What, you just punched him up? Recently?
No, in the exhibition matches. Look what you done to Ngannou.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
make him
mash
up all the UFC, man.
You're not matching up the UFC, man.
Yes, bro, what?
Oh, in boxing?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Bro, you see what we done to Ngannou,
bro?
Oh,
I thought you meant make him go into the UFC. I'm saying, you know.
He will have the highlight reel of the... Don't get it twisted. I'm not saying you should walk away from boxing. I want him to fight Fury.
That's happening.
I'm not one of them in too deep boxing, man.
That's happening.
I think...
Yeah, that's definitely
my man's got the six-pack and the muscles. It'll punch my man up, innit? That's the way I see boxing.
Done?
In the wrong way.
I don't think we need to save his career. I think his career's been better than he would have thought. I'm
better than
serious.
Grealish.
Like it's not like he's some like super incredible boxer with mad tech. He's a Trojan with crazy genetics, bro.
Man.
Like I'm saying he fights Fury next, and I think he wins.
All right, cool.
I'm saying
about AJ.
I'm gonna say, I thought you lot were gonna try dub as my man. He's my king, bro.
What?
My king.
Jesus Christ.
Would you take him at West Ham?
I'll take him at West Ham.
You take him at West Ham. Left wing.
They need a striker.
Are you winding me up? Hang about.
The king. I thought you was gonna dubs up my man. It's crazy.
Hey, bro.
Dubs
bro,
up my man.
That's my king.
Glazing.
My king.
Glazing,
bro.
Glazing.
No, we've saved that your man. We've saved your king.
Hang about. Yeah? For one, I'm bantering, yeah? But your reaction is disgusting.
Yeah? So you're not bantering? He's not bantering. He got out of the car and got straight back. It's too cold outside.
Straight away.
I'm not even gonna lie. I think AJ's cold, yeah. And I think he just needs like a switching mentality. He just needs to wear all black now. No more white shorts, nothing like that. Black shorts.
Spoil his career.
Yeah, black shorts, black things, just like on a Tyson flow. And he just needs to get in his mind that he's looking to put everyone. No, listen. He needs to get into his mind that he's going to put anyone that stands in front of him in hospital.
Shall I tell you the truth? No, that's what he needs to not do. He needs to treat it like a sport again.
Unalive. He needs to just know that anyone that stands in front of him is going to unalive them and he'll cook up everybody. No, he don't think like that though. Oh, he's a cool you.
Marks, don't worry. Leave it.
No, we've saved your man. We've saved him.
No, we haven't saved him.
Hey, he's not safe, bro.
go on.
Here we go.
Wrap this up.
What he should do is allow Fury, allow everyone.
What?
Let him go, exactly.
Right, forget, bro,
what are you talking about?
Fight no one. Go what? And do a video, a movie, like Escape to Victory, where he's an actor playing a boxer.
Man said Escape to Victory.
What the hell is Escape to Victory?
Is that with Pele and them, man, there.
Bobby Moore.
Yeah. Hey, AJ, you your bridging's mugging
hey,
you.
Hey, no.
AJ, I ain't had my goal. I haven't had my goal, Jordy.
Loons.
Man said end his career, go into acting. That's what he said.
All right, so stop his career, start acting.
Yeah.
All right, Loons, please wrap this up.
Cool, because obviously a bunch of casuals is talking. Obviously, Dan's not a casual. Therefore, a casual.
No, I had a boxing show. Dan was my co-host.
Don't buy it, man.
I'm saying, therefore, casual.
You come to my house to watch boxing, allow it. At a boxing show. Hey,
you know I've watched boxing at my mum's yard, did it? Like, she don't know nothing. I'm saying.
Lan.
I'm just saying, yeah, Anthony Joshua needs to get behind, yeah, his jab more.
Oh, f*** off, man. Shut up, man.
And start using his overhand and get his cranium off the centre target.
Off the land. Yeah.
He sits here.
Did you just say cranium?
No, but I'll tell you what it is, yeah. It's simple. Just don't fight Usyk again. That guy's a nightmare for everyone.
Yeah.
That's the simple one.
Oh. And Dubois. Don't.
I reckon he could do him on the rematch.
No.
With him versus Dubois is a gunfight. Yeah. Him versus Dubois, whoever gets
that. AK-47 versus a 2-2.
All right, so Muggs, here's why Kulusevski's in the waiting room.
Why?
I
don't understand.
Believe he might be too good for Spurs. He should.
He should be a bit
more ambitious.
Who's we?
Me and the committee.
Oh.
Me and the committee.
I'm not even going to lie then. If you're doing that, then United.
What?
Yeah, I believe it's a bigger club.
Spurs always have players that's too good for them, though.
Kovaleski.
Yeah, he improves tonight. He improves anyone.
He's a good player, man. But you get scared of that big fish, little pond thing. Get him in your thing. And...
Can I say something, boys? You said, hey, Loons. No one's gonna pick you up on this you talk, yeah. And I like you, Dre. Yeah? I do like you. But last week, yeah, you said the same thing about big fish, little pond, about West Ham players. Declan Rice done the same thing, and he's their best player. He's their best player, bro.
No, he ain't.
Oh my God. What is that?
No, he is not their best player, bro.
I've never heard that voice.
Gabriel, Saliba.
They said he's top three, Rice.
That's he's one of the most important.
Gabriel, Saliba, Odegaard, Saka.
Wait there. Can everybody stop? Can everybody stop? Because like I said, I watched 2 hours of content yesterday. I was in Spaces for about 3 hours. And they are unanimous that Rice is top three player at Arsenal.
But so Kulusevski?
Arsenal fans feel like that.
But it goes back to Kulusevski. Stop saying your big fish thing.
All right, bro. Because one thing, one set, Steve-O. Let's just make your point. Because you feel, because you see what? Let me teach you about life, yeah?
No.
You know one thing.
No one interrupt.
You know one thing that goes against a point doesn't mean that point's wrong.
Life.
Do you understand? That's life.
What?
You can say a point and one thing goes against it. It doesn't mean that.
You're saying there's exceptions.
You know what I'm saying? Don't mean that little thing's right.
Two things could be right, bro.
Two things can be true.
That's
you understand?
That's what's happened. It definitely happened.
Even a broke clock is right once.
The exception doesn't prove the rule.
Twice.
Thank me later.
You should have told him Grealish. Look what happened. He's just arguing that point.
Grealish.
Because the difference with Grealish.
Hang on. It's not a got you moment.
You try to get me.
No, I agree. Brother, this is what happens when you have a table of people that we can have a debate, right? So I agree. Even a broken clock is rice once.
Twice.
Hey,
don't use my name. Don't use mine.
A broken clock is rice. What?
It's Lippy, go ahead.
I'm playing on the words. It's punny. Rice.
We got that wrong last episode as well. We said something crazy. That even a broken clock is right.
What's wrong with your voice, Giza? Wait, what you been doing?
Lippy, go on.
Nah, I'm just saying, boys, yeah? We have adopted something from this show.
Billy.
Billy. It's Billy's fault. It's Billy's fault.
That's the adopted
Billy. I'm sorry, Lippy. It was right there.
Hey. Madonna, is that one of Madonna's kids, isn't it?
Nah, well, don't do that. I can't massage my shoulder, bro.
Man said Madonna's you. Angelina Jolie's babies.
All right, Kulusevski, boys.
Now, what have you adopted, apart from me?
He forgot.
There's no way he forgot that.
Kulusevski.
We've adopted something from the show.
Bro, it was so cold.
Bro, it's gone.
Kulusevski, please. Dan.
We adopted on the show, bro.
Kulusevski,
for me, top five players in the league right now. Yeah, I think he's a machine. I think no matter where he goes, he improves them. There is no substitute for hard graft that he runs. And I didn't even know he's like 23 or 24.
He's young.
This is crazy.
Man, he's not great looking. He's like Dowie. He's the new Dowie.
He's a machine, bro. Them kind of Polish man. I know he's not from there, but I know natively he must be from Poland.
Let me come in here. Like, what? In my day, you could say he's not a good looking guy. Why Dawie.
Would you though?
No.
Why would you?
What's the problem? That was a known thing.
But why
he's
would
a new
you?
Dawie.
Right, let me handle this.
Luke Chadwick.
Let me handle this.
Like, this is like football pub banter.
So Steve-O, another life lesson, yeah?
Go on, mate. Oh. You know what, mate? I've had enough.
You just told me to go.
I didn't know you was doing life lessons.
1 second, man.
I've had enough.
1 second.
I ain't doing it. No. I took one.
Nah, you didn't take none.
You're learning life off Loons.
Loons is life lessons.
Quick. All right. Never,
this is
ever,
like Mitch's Motivational Mondays, by the way.
Never, ever, ever, when explaining a man, as a man, if his looks are good.
Now, in football, you can say a man's got a bad face.
Tyson Fury has just announced his retirement from boxing.
There you go.
Ain't that the fourth time he's done this?
Oh my God.
It's about the fourth time he's done this. He'll be back.
Right, going on what Loons has said there, I think we should pick the best looking geezer at the table.
No, easy. Let's not do that.
Easy.
Easy?
Look, I can't. What
Why is it easy?
He just gave me the whole speech.
Why is it easy?
Like, you can't say a man is good looking.
You're not going to pick yourself.
I said, let's pick the table. And he went,
that's the only way. It's easy. Me.
Look, I know we said we shouldn't judge people, but you're not exactly an old painting, Lou.
Yeah, but it's not about it, bro.
What's an old
I
painting?
I want you to find me attractive.
Where are we sending, where are we sending Kulusevski?
I think there's only one destination.
For Kulusevski.
After your explanation.
He's ginger, by the way.
Ugly man.
Yeah.
Guna, by the way. He supports Arsenal.
No, don't do this.
I'm not why do him. Arsenal fans
bro, why can't
do
I
that?
Just land, bro?
Oh, sorry.
I'm not sending. I'm sending sorry. Him to you, man. Because I just feel like Hoyland. Again, I'm not trying to say men are leng or
it's,
whatever.
It's too late. You've said
I'm
it.
I'm trying to say you got the ugly guys in it.
So is your team leng?
Nah, but we're not ugly. We ain't got a Hoyland.
Shut up, man. You said it's easy.
Bro, you man got surgeries, bro. You man got enough surgery, man, in your team.
Who?
Raya and Gabriel.
Yeah, but that's injuries, both of them.
No, Gabriel.
Hairline is an injury. Hairline is a life injury.
All right, let's send Kulusevski somewhere. Come on, he's gone.
Now, all jokes aside, I think abroad to appreciate the because I feel like slower wingers here get Grealished off. You get me? Just get turned into little tickers.
Abroad,
on
there is one thing we haven't mentioned.
What?
Ginger.
That he did. That he did actually go. I feel funny. That was my little laugh. He actually went Juventus.
He came from Juventus.
Yeah, and it didn't work out for him. Big pond.
I personally think, do you know what I think? I think he is built. He's built for the Premier League, bro. You man, he is built for the Prem, bro. I'm telling you.
I believe so.
This guy's a machine.
I believe so.
He's sick now. Maybe he improved. He was only 20 then.
United makes sense. I don't even know what he is. He's not a winger, but he is a winger. He's a hybrid. You can have him
half
anywhere on
winger.
The pitch. You can have him
he's
anywhere
in that Cole Palmer realm.
Pitch.
But like not ability-wise, but I'm talking like role-wise.
Nah, he fits a different profile.
He's the same profile.
No, it's not.
It's not the same. It's
bro,
not the same.
He is.
I'm telling you. He's a mix between Caicedo and Cole Palmer.
What?
He's a machine, bro.
Who's Caicedo?
Caicedo.
The midfielder.
The defensive midfielder.
What'd you say?
Like, get him off the blood. You know what?
Yeah. It's the ray. It's the drink.
Attributes wise, he's a mixture between Caicedo and Cole Palmer.
And where are you sending him?
He's a hard. I would send him United.
He's a what? Send him as a hard.
Bro, he's a ball winning. He's a ball winning winger. You're not getting it.
I'm with you. I'm with you. Don't worry. That was a good take. United.
Loons. Where are you sending him?
Kulusevski. I think he's good at Spurs. I don't. You know
I
what
rate
it
him
is?
There though.
You know what it is? I don't want to take a good. He's 23, 24. Give him a year more there, then see if the big move's on. If it's on, then United.
Shall I be real? I say Liverpool impact sub.
Wow,
Marky.
Boy, after Salah goes, they could do with him.
Nah, I'm talking while he's there, something could.
Soboslay.
Aye. He does fit that bill though, the Liverpool bill as well.
But he can't be a number two though.
He could definitely be a Liverpool player though.
He can't start.
Are you crazy? He's a start endo and that.
Muggs, where are you having? Where you having him?
Dan's right. I'd have him at United.
You're doing wish list stuff today, boy.
I can't believe you, man. Can't see the Caicedo.
And Steve, where were you putting him?
Definitely think. I'll be honest. I agree with you. He's too good for Spurs at the moment. It seems like he's a top draw player. He's the one. Every team's got that one player that a Madrid can go and get or someone, and he's Spurs is one, right?
Yeah, facts.
I can't at the moment. He doesn't fit in any of the Premier League teams because maybe United. It's United.
It's United. Right now, if we're going present day,
it's United. All right, Dan.
Do you know how much teams are above United?
I know, but this is it. Why are you going to go to full? Yeah, this is it. This is
but Spurs are right there too.
It's still United though. They're
we're
still
a big
United.
Club, bro. Yeah. Whether you like it or not, we're a big club.
Dan, I'm in the patient room and I'm looking at a homeless.
A homeless man? Hold on.
There's a homeless man in the patient room.
Jao Felix? No, go on.
Well, is there a player, is there a player without a club?
I was looking at Ben Chua, but Jao Felix.
I thought you were saying Dele Alli.
Well, De Gea ain't got a club.
Dele Alli.
Dele Alli's homeless.
Yeah, come on, he's been homeless for time, bro. We're going to try to save him now. What are we doing?
Training at Everton, David Moyes is going to resurrect him.
I think Havertz is Dele Alli level.
Nah.
What, prime Dele Alli?
No, now. Homeless Dele Alli.
You are mugging Havertz. There was a point when all your goals was only coming from Havertz and Yuzu was happy then.
Yeah, but Yuzu
are mugging
him. Up front though.
Yeah, he was up front yesterday.
Dan, send Ben Chua somewhere.
West Ham. He's coming West Ham.
Can he play?
Can I do one more? Send someone somewhere.
Who are you going to send?
Because there's a man that needs to go.
I bet he's on my list.
Hold on, wait. All right. Chilwell.
Well,
I want to hear it.
Are we assuming Chilwell's injury problems are gone?
Yes.
United.
No,
never.
I'd love that.
We got too many injured.
You
left
said
backs,
if
bro.
The if he's gone, if the injuries are gone, why wouldn't you have
Luke
him?
Shaw's done, bro. Shaw's done.
All these players that you're saying, if United had these players yesterday, they would have punished us. Every single one.
Punished anyway.
Kulusevski, Chilwell. Who's the other one we said? Grealish.
I tell you what, because Robertson's on his way out, send him Liverpool.
He's on my list.
Top of Champions League, top of the league on man's list. Get
what's that got to do
here,
about
man.
Robbo? Robbo's on his way out.
Maybe, man.
Hey, Luke, Robbo's not on his way out.
Right. Maybe. When? Top. So imagine we've done maybe. This list a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, before Mason Mount
fact he's on his way
went
out.
To United. We would have said, Mason Mount's on surgery. Where should he go? We would have said United.
No, we wouldn't have said United. To play what position?
No way.
We wouldn't have said that.
Was on the surgery
now, you
table.
Might have said that. You might have said what that. Saying, you might have said that.
What is this little hat thing you're wearing?
You might have said that. You might have said United, bro.
Bro, every single player that we've said that is in almost that Mason Mount position, we've said they should go to United.
We have.
Grealish.
We have.
So you would have said United.
We have.
And guess what? When Mount was available, you lot wanted him.
We have.
Got him.
I don't know about you lot wanted him.
Finish your sentence.
We didn't want him.
We didn't want him. And it hasn't worked, right, Lips?
I wanted Mason Mount.
No, Arsenal wanted him.
I was about to say, what you said?
Yeah, Arsenal wanted him.
And Mason Mount went United and what happened?
What I said would happen.
Injuries.
But that same thing that every player
and I like Mason.
It's injuries though. It's just injuries. Not talking about on the pitch.
Let's be honest about this, innit? There's a man that needs to go. I don't think he was that bad yesterday.
Oh, nah, he's on my list.
He needs to get. He's he needs to go.
Mikel Arteta.
Him, no, to save himself.
He's on my list.
It is Gabriel Martinelli, bro.
Oh no, he's
yes, bro. He has to go, bro. You don't think he has to go? No. If he don't go, yeah. If he stays at Arsenal, because he's not gonna go in the summer. He'll play another year at Arsenal. That's him.
He's
finishing
not even
himself.
That bad.
He's not he's that bad, threat. But he's not that good though.
I'm like, not that good, but they're saying he's.
Can I say something? Yeah. I think Arteta kills him, by the way. Yeah. I think he's meaty-ish.
He's meaty-ish.
But I think Arteta kills him. I think Arsenal, I don't even know what Arsenal are trying to do more time anymore when they're playing. Like, it's like they're just playing to play. Like, they're just passing the ball around. But he's the one who, like, when he gets the ball, he's got ADHD. He kind of wants, he wants to go past the man, but he knows he's not supposed to.
Shall I tell you the truth? I think yesterday was his best game in weeks, yeah? That he flew past the man. I think it was Dalot or someone. Bro, he done De Ligt. De Ligt was facing the other way. Bro, he still ran into him, bro.
Lips, listening to you in the last couple of weeks.
He should go Fulham.
I'm going to say, you just don't like him, Lips, man.
From the beginning of last season, I said, hold on. What's wrong with my man? All the fans online are telling me, it's because we ain't got Xhaka. He needs a left-footed record. Everyone plays FIFA, innit? So they're thinking of all these angles. Right?
Chemistry.
That's not how football
chemistry,
works.
Chemistry, you know?
Yeah? But then they said, rah, we're going to get Marino, rare, left-footed. Bro, what's wrong with him is him. It's not Arteta. Yeah. It's not rare. Because someone's saying, play him central, rare. He's a instinct player, innit? If you pressure him, he's going to do something that's good 7 times out of 10. And I think that's a gift. But what do you do with them players? You just don't pressure them. You leave them and you make them think. And then they just fell.
So you say he's a maverick then?
No, I wouldn't say he's a maverick. I just think we're in a position now where we're coming across low blocks. We're coming across defenders that are telling our attackers, you go in it. I'm not going to pressure you. You make me move. And he's not that kind of guy, bro.
Bro, you see, chaos pullers need chaos.
Yeah, and there's no chaos.
Because before he moved there, I guess it's clips and that. But I also, my friend Colin Kazim was playing at the time there.
He also played with Arda Güler.
Yeah, yeah.
That's how you say Arda.
But he said, yeah, he's good for the middle, man. He was good for the... You know, I think, personally, it's the injury he had. He had that big injury. He come back from that. He's changed. It does change you.
I think we need to... You see, there's five teams I think need to have... We need to have a certain level of respect for, yeah? United, Arsenal, Liverpool, Chelsea, City. If you're not cutting it and you're just a decent player, get the f*** out the way. These are top teams that win.
Dan couldn't say this to a couple of weeks ago.
No, but I'm
Chelsea
saying
we're out.
Bro, even when we're out because of some of the players we've got. You see the whole potential thing?
Chelsea are our top team.
I don't give a damn. Bro, you see talent, it's not lineal. Like, just because you're 23 doesn't mean you'll be better at 27. Mm. If you're not good enough now, get the fuck out of the way.
Lippy, you've displaced Martinelli, so where are you going to send him?
He could go Como. You go
what?
Como. Yeah. They want Rashford.
I agree.
They want Rashford.
Let's wrap this.
I'm not going to lie, I'll send him Liverpool.
Are we on about again, Martinelli?
I didn't hear how you thought it was going to. I hear you, though.
All right, listen, feel free.
Nah, wrap it,
like,
wrap
comment,
it,
subscribe. Let's get out of here, please, man. Yeah.
Sorry, guys.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.